Unisa Radio. The African Voice. It's all about you.
The African Voice is all about you. Indeed, you are listening to Unisa Radio, and the show's name is Campus Wise. And I am Le Mahmoud Daoung, the host of the show. Welcome. If you've just joined us, you're just in time, and here's why. Today we're speaking to Peter Cashier, who's the social media coordinator for the Global Conference on Agriculture Research for Development, which is a global agricultural conference that is taking place from the 5th to the 8th of April in Boksburg at the Birchwood Hotel. Now, Peter originally studied graphical engineering and psychology, rather, and he has 30 years of experience in as a trainer in software He has 30 years of professional experience as a trainer, software developer, IT and communications manager, scientific research, and senior project manager. Now, for 15 years, he managed the UN's technical intervention team supporting humanitarian crises across the globe. He leads the social media bootcamp where potential bloggers from around the world come together and acquire social media skills. Now, Peter, welcome to Unisa Radio. And I guess the first question of the day would be, when do you sleep?
I wonder so too. You know, I've stocked up on the red pills and caffeine. I'm taking caffeine intravenous.
No, it's, definitely.
You know. You just in the introduction, you said I headed the UN's intervention teams for many, many years.
Yes.
So I traveled across the globe, as first responders, and this is doing conferences and working with a large team, as we have here, of 70 young people from all over the world, comes as close to an emergency intervention as what we did across the globe with the UN. So there is little sleep and a high stress, but also a very high satisfaction.
Definitely.
It's a lot of satisfaction.
Definitely. Wow. As I'm reading, I'm thinking to myself, wow, when does this person get to actually rest with so much going on around him? Now, Peter, for the benefit of the listener, where are you from and how did you end up where you are now?
Well, where I'm from is simple. I'm originally from Belgium, but I left Belgium back in 94. So since then, I've been crossing around the globe. I try to keep track. I think I've traveled and lived and worked in 148 countries. That's a bit my background. One of my bases now is in Italy, very close to Rome.
Mm-hmm. Now you'll be talking at the Birchwood Hotel. Could you just give us an idea as what will be discussed there?
Well, we have a global conference on agriculture research. So what we have is the world's leading experts on agricultural research for nonprofits that are coming over here, and we're meeting here with the people we do research for. Farmers organizations, national research institutes, extension agents. We're trying to match the research agenda to the real needs of the people that will use that research. And that's what this conference is all about, matching research with the real needs. So we don't do research for the sake of research. We really do research for the impact, to improve the food security of the world.
Yeah, and it says here that you lead a social media boot camp where potential bloggers from around the world come together and acquire social media skills. Now, you know, social media is a powerful tool, but I'm not seeing people actually taking it really as serious and as influential as it is.
Yeah. And the question would be, what has social media to do with agriculture?
Definitely. Where do the two meet?
Yeah, indeed. Listen, long gone are the days when we have a conference where the conference itself only involves the 500 people who are physically in the conference. This is passé. You know, these days we have the tools to involve people virtually from all over the world, to involve them what is happening on site. So we're doing live blogging, live tweeting, live webcasting, so people can actually see and hear in real time what is being discussed here. And using the social media tools, they can interact with us and interact with the panels real time as if they were here. So imagine whether you're in Vladivostok or sitting in Timbuktu, you're actually connected through social media to what is happening over here in real time. And that's really powerful. You know, instead of 500 people, we're now involving tens of thousands of people with what is happening over here in this conference. And that's really important, certainly for the work that we do, because we work with farmers and people that work in the deep end who cannot always afford a ticket to come over here. So using the social media tools, we connect them. Now, what we've learned over the years is that, you know, acquiring the skills to use these tools professionally takes, some training. So what we've done before we started with this training is we had collected 70 people from across the world, and we teach them in the social media bootcamp the skills that are needed for them to be able to report live from the conference. So for us, this is good because we get more qualified people who do online reporting from the conference, but also it teaches those young people, and these are mostly young people, it teaches those young people a set of skills they can also use in their professional life. And once they go back again to all of their countries, they can also teach others. So it's like a snowball a snowball effect of capacity development. And that's really powerful.
No, definitely something along the lines of you train the trainer so that when they come back, they be able to pass on the knowledge.
Exactly. And that gives me so much satisfaction because we always, we form like a real strong family here at the conference. We work together, we eat together, we fight challenges together during the conference. And this makes a very strong bond. So for every conference I've done so far where I do a similar project, these people are a community that stays together online for years to come. And, you know, it gives me so much satisfaction that 3 years later, somebody comes back to me and says, remember, back in Uruguay in 2012, we had this boot camp where I took those skills, and now I've trained myself 250 people. And each of those, I'm starting to train other people. You know, that really is what development is all about and what capacity building is all about. And that's so powerful just by giving those people the opportunity to come here, get trained, and put those tools, those skills, and to practice at the conference itself.
No, definitely. So, how would you expand on opportunities for bloggers at the conference?
Well, here the work that we do is basically with the Global Forum on Agriculture Research, and here specifically in South Africa, we have close partnership with the Agriculture Research Council here from South Africa. So, what we do is we've developed over the years a certain curriculum on teaching these people. And we do these kinds of projects in many of the conferences that we do. So that lives on, and it always gets refined over long term. And in the five past years, it evolved, the quality and also the sizes evolved. We started, I think the first one that we did was maybe with six people. Now we have a team here of 90 social reporters.
Oh, okay. So you're actually expanding quite well.
Oh, yes. But, you know, it's not only just expanding, but also the quality has to increase.
Yes, yes.
So we refined also the training program so that people get better at those skills. And we also, as trainers, get better in how to convey those skills.
And then, with the expansion and the increase in quality, so you would say that there's a future for bloggers in agriculture?
Oh, I think there's a future for bloggers in many aspects of professional life, but definitely in agriculture, specifically blogging or vlogging, you know, making blogs on video or podcasting. There are many social media tools that we can use to bring research to the users, to the farmers, to the extension agents, and also to make research more accessible, where research should not be done for the sake of research and shouldn't be locked up in a library. It should be put to use. And using social media and, for example, blogging is an excellent way to do this.
And then what impact could blogging have on marketing?
In our area, of course, in the development area, we don't really call it marketing. But if you would cross-post this into a commercial environment, you know, this could also be used for a commercial company to do their marketing, increase their marketing. In many ways, it puts in a way a human perspective into the fact. So you write about research. This means you don't just copy the research report, but you write the story behind the research report. How did you get to the conclusions? What was the process? So that in itself also makes a democratic process where people get involved in the research even while the research is being done.
Okay, and then I guess the question that everybody has on their mind is how would bloggers actually make money of blogging?
Well, you know, there is always a market for good storytellers, and this has been true for, you know, ages and ages, whether people tell stories around the campfires, and this is the same now with blogging. So there's always been a good market for people who can take a core message and bring this in a good, easy to read and entertaining piece of content, in this case, a blog post. So in that, in the media market itself, there is a huge demand for people who can write good content.
Mm. No, I think we would have to leave it there. Peter, thank you very much for joining us here at Unisa Radio and having this discussion. And I don't think I speak for myself only. I believe I speak for a lot of people saying reading here and how what you've accomplished and how is an inspiration to us all. You know, to make sure that
I'm happy to inspire people. Being an old man myself, that's the only thing that is left, the satisfaction to inspire other people.
No, definitely. Thank you very much, Peter.
You're most welcome.
Cheers.
Bye.
Did you know you can stream Unisa Radio on radio.unisa.ac.za/live or download our app on any mobile device from Android to Nokia to Apple to BlackBerry. Stay connected.